This podcast brought to you by IFR Magazine, the magazine for the accomplished pilot.
Hello, everyone. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from EAA AirVenture 2015 in Oshkosh. We're with Sherry Carberry. She's Vice President of Flight Services for Boeing. Sherry, you've got an enormous need for pilots, an enormous need for technicians coming up. Where are we going to find them all?
Well, the world is flush with young resources. What we need to do is get them excited about the cool nature and the high-tech nature of aviation. I don't think that's going to be a problem. When you look at somebody like the Boeing Company and what we create that's innovative, that's cool, that adds value to our airline customers around the world, I'm sure we'll find those resources.
Okay, well, let's talk about numbers. How many pilots do we need now, and how many pilots do we need in the future?
Well, over the next 20 years, we need 558,000 more pilots. That's about 28,000 pilots per year over the next 20 years.
Where are they going to come from, and what's Boeing going to figure that problem out?
Well, number one, it's a global solution, so we're going to have to go globally for those resources. They do exist. We're outreaching out into the high schools, holding career expos. We're giving scholarships to women to get their pilot's license. So you think about the United States, only 6% of the pilots are women. So you want to talk about where we can go fill that demand? Just look at that one location.
Okay. Why do you think, has Boeing done any research into why flying has lost its luster to a certain degree for young people?
Well, I think when you look at like the last 10 years and you see the explosive nature of the Googles and the Amazons and the Microsofts, I think younger people were getting enamored with that view of high tech. And we lost sight of focusing on the truly high-tech nature of aviation. You look at, we're flying people in the sky. We are putting people on the moon. We do amazing high-tech things every single day. And I'm sure if we continue to tell that story, those young people will come to aviation.
You've been at it for a year with your new pilot development program and everything. What sort of results are you seeing?
We've got a lot of interest from customers around the world, primarily outside of the United States. We are in talks with a handful of major airlines around the world that want to start to sign up for the pilot development program.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from EAA AirVenture in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Thanks for listening.
There we go. Cool.